This is VOA News. Being a remote, I'm Marissa Milton.
Amy Coney Barrett was formally sworn in Tuesday as a justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath to the former federal appellate judge, who was confirmed by the U.S. Senate in a 52-48 vote late on Monday. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined the entire Democratic caucus voting against Barrett's confirmation. Collins said she would not vote for Barrett's confirmation because of the proximity of the vote to next week's presidential election. According to the Associated Press, no other Supreme Court justice has been confirmed on a recorded vote with no support from the minority party in the last 150 years. Barrett is the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump. She significantly tips its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. Democrats argued that the decision of picking up a nominee for the seat should have been left to whichever candidate wins the presidential election November 3rd. That's a stance Republicans held when there was an election year vacancy in early 2016. Republicans then refused to consider Democratic President Barack Obama's nomination of another appellate judge, Merrick Garland. President Trump praised Barrett on Monday as one of our nation's most brilliant legal scholars, and he said she will make an outstanding justice on the highest court in our land. Barrett could potentially consider election disputes involving Mr. Trump, although it's unclear whether she might recuse herself since Trump named her to the court. She declined to say at her confirmation hearings whether she would avoid hearing disputes over extended deadlines for voters to return mail-in ballots and other issues pertaining to the election next week. This is VOA News.